Okay, everybody, the next chart we're looking at is the first echo of advanced decline T13. I seem to have made a mistake in my selection of the chart size here, so you'll just have to take a little time to push it into where you can see the chart, which is in the upper left part. Okay, so let me tell you about the important features here. We've been talking about double bottoms, which are B and C in green, and we are talking about the splitting of the double bottom for the center post of the T, which it means that A to B time reproduced from the C bottom gives you D August 26, 2010. But the first echo is just A to B, and you get a smaller T that comes out May 9th of 2010. You'll also notice that in red there's a little double bottom B and C. That's the one that we're dealing with in the daily updates back at the short range T, which I will continue to post only at the foundation site after a couple hours after the close. I would have thought when it closed at Friday, when Friday close came at 1 o'clock, I thought they were going to put the data up at 3 o'clock, but they don't. They just put it up at 6 o'clock. So, you know, so that's why that was late on that one. Okay, so let's talk about some interesting things in here. The A to D time symmetry, which gets which allows for the double bottoming process, is the one that we did in the long-term charts. Most T's back in those days had single bottoms so that the symmetry did not have to be broken up at this time. However, if you hit the market hard enough, it always hits a double bottom. That also occurred in 74. It's a very tight double bottom, and you kind of lose that. So you remember when we were doing the double bottom, which occurred in the June-July time period, and we had a double bottom there. We split the bottom. We got a top in mid-October. We got an early top, which was in the middle of September. Then we got the major top, which is a higher top in the advanced decline line in the mid-October time period. Now we've made two bottoms, B and C, in red, and we're trying to get through the breakthrough to the upside. Now, we really don't want to worry too much about that, because even though it's a long jump from there to D, it's a relatively short jump to the first echo, much shorter jump from May 9th. And when you look at the long range, the other 13 T's, the question isn't why isn't it going up. It's as long as it doesn't go down, it's not a problem. It's just eating away at the overhead resistance, and the overhead resistance eventually will fall, and you break the time on the upside. The other thing that's probably more conclusive from the short-term time span is that if you have a double bottom BC, the reason that you have to have a way of getting rid of the time errors is that when you uncertainties at the center post of the T become twice as large when you project the top date. Okay, so if you move the center post of the T 1 day earlier, the top date will come 2 days earlier. If you move the center post of the T 1 day to the later history, you'll get a projection that goes 2 days further in the future. This causes a very interesting phenomenon to occur, and that phenomenon is that the bottom BC distance between B and C here, the green ones, okay, causes two top dates, early May and late August, to occur. But you can show by simple mathematics that the spacing between the May and the August top is the same as the spacing between B and C. So when you compute T's, all you do is you get rid of the, put the center post in between the two dates and calculate it, And then you say, okay, so August 26th is your top, but there's a toppy phase coming in, because what you're going to do is you're going to get, because this is, because the nature of the market next year is really an echo of the peak in early June at A, as it reflects off two bottoms. Because there are two bottoms, you get two echoes. And the two echoes cause double tops to occur at the right end of the T, in the vicinity of the right end of the T. And you can show that if you split the double bottom and get the August 26th date firmly in mind, the previous peak, you don't have to draw the other end of the T. It's just the difference between B and C. So if you take a ruler or something like that, and you're just measuring time periods, you can see that if you come back from D the same distance, you're going to get the first echo date, which is the conservative projected top. When you do that, for this, if you look just at the big picture here, what you get is a forecast that when you break out of here for the advanced decline line, you're going to make the best run you're going to get is into the top date in the early time period May. Then you're going to have a problem where the market's going to fall off into a low that's sort of midway between the two, and then it's going to come back up into August 26th or thereabouts, okay, and then it's going to fall off the T, and you're going to go into some kind of a more bearish trend. Okay, well, you don't want to get involved in the toppy pattern at the end, so you say, well, we're going to go up to May, so that's the place of the cutoff. But that's not even true, because if you now look at B and C in red, and you go back to where I've been talking about the short-term T's, we would claim that is the center. If you split those bottoms, you're going to get a new, what we call the third bullish T of the bull market, which is a rather huge one. And its reason it's huge is because when you pick up the left end of the T in the volume oscillator, you're going to pick that one up about 7 days off the March 9th low. So you can sort of see where that is on the chart. And when you draw that T across and you split the double bottoms at B and C to get the projected top date of this new third bullish T, guess where the date is? It's early May, you see? So because everything is echoes, and the echoes, by splitting the bottoms when you get the refinement, and the first echo is a bigger refinement to the bigger picture, you end up with the fact that both concepts ends up with a projected top in the early May time period. So all you have to do is say that if the advanced decline line doesn't continue down, because Dubai's got is a very wealthy country, and what they're going to do is they're just going to buy them out and cover the problem up with something. They'll do that on Monday, and you turn up. If you break to the upside, you're just going to May, and you're going to May by either the short range T, which we split B and C, and go back and get the oscillator peak and the volume oscillator, or you just take the first echo and you get the same dates, or approximately the same dates. Okay, but even that case is not necessarily a refinement, because B and C are double bottoms. We split it to get the May dot date, but there's a first echo there too, which is you take the top in the volume oscillator and you just go to the B bottom, and you figure out where this earlier top comes, because there's going to be a drop off of that one. Same reason, the T's are all fractally oriented. So what you see when you get down to the short-term picture is the same thing in the big picture, that you have a first echo and so forth. And what happens is you don't even have to guess that one, because the date that's going to be come up earlier from using the volume oscillator, which is known from the short-term picture, and coming off of B, is exactly the May 9th, whatever that date is going to be, May 9th. But you just take the difference between B and C, which is 1 month, basically. Okay, so you know that, okay, so there's a May top, May 9th, say there's a May 9th top. Where was the previous, where's the first echo on the short range T? And that's April 9th, roughly speaking. Okay, so it turns out that May 9th isn't it. It's back to April. So when you look at the forecast, all you got to do is get, first of all, it's very unlikely the market's going to go down, because they've already made the double bottom. It's just that they get all the people are nervous about everything. So what you do when you break out is you go up to April 9th, you have a dip of 2 weeks, and you come up to you come up to May 9th, if those dates hold up, okay? Then you have a drop. Now, you the drop between May 9th and August 26th is the same as B and C, which is 3.5 months. See? So you get up to May 9th, and you're going to have about roughly half of the 3.5 months, which we say is 1.7 months or something like that, or let's call it 5 weeks. 6-7 weeks. You fall for 6 or 7 weeks. You fall something like for 6 weeks, from May 9th down 6 weeks, and then you come back up to the D. Looking at some of the other T's, I concluded that if you take and you move the center post of the T over to C, so you go from A to C in the big in the green, with A to C in the green numbers, that's a low. That's because the echoes are all gone, and that's the first low. So you can say, where is the first low? The first low that you're going to have when you drop off the T is August 26 plus 3.5 months, or the distance between B and C green. Okay, so that's all you ever want to know. So it turns out you don't have to use short-range T's to do anything. You're waiting for the short-range T to break out. You know, does it want to break out and so forth in the volume oscillator? But you don't have to do that. You just look at the advanced decline line. Advanced decline line is the dumbest indicator you can grip. It's just the net issues tagged on to the previous advanced decline data. So you can get rid of all the short-range T's, and you probably make this stuff come out to be a lot more sensible in your own mind. Just by saying, okay, it's multiple echoes off the B and C, it goes for the average, but the first T is an important one, and because that's the first echo, so it's the first top that you're going to run into that turns out to be sort of interesting, okay? But right after that, when you get it to the main top, and then if you want to, we'll check this other stuff out and make sure that we're still in the right in thinking that the first low on the other side of the D top is the spacing between B and C added onto D. And you know, that pretty much handles the problem every time you hit a double bottom. And you can verify that by going back to the 74 low, because that is a double bottom. It's very tight between the two. The problem was you had a bottom phase, which I think is about 2 months, see, so it's much tighter. But you can actually see the double dip if you go up. It doesn't come out exactly right, but you can see the dip in it, which comes from the fact that it's reproduced the dip. The little rally between the two bottoms at B and C inverts over to a little dip, and you can relate that to history and how Joe Granville was very clever. Never took the bait when it came down. He said stay bullish with it. As soon as it came up out of there, he was bearish and gone, and he was bearish for the next 10 years. So there's a lot of interesting things you can do with these patterns. You could sketch one of these out, and you can prove that the difference between the first echo T and the main T is just the difference between the B and C bottom. So that was my other discovery this week. Okay, so now let's go on, and we'll talk about the shop about... That pretty well takes care of what my timing forecast is. We still have to wait to see that the advanced decline line doesn't come down and make another bottom, C. But I really think that when you put everything together, it's not a viable case. And we'll leave it at that point. Thank you.